Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquenfra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Indeed, we are croaky this morning. Excuse me. Good morning. And welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. Lovely to be with you on this Friday morning. It is Friday. It is the 4th of February. And we're going to start off just taking a look at a few things that are relevant to today's date, the world of entertainment. We're going to start off by going back to the year 1901, believe it or not. For those of you that know about the opera Tosca, well, it was on this day that the Giacomo Puccini opera Tosca made its debut in the United States. In 1955, James Brown recorded Please, 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 and in 1959, Frankie Avalon and Jimmy Clanton took over headlining the Winter Dance Party after the death of Buddy Holly. Winter, yes, absolutely.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You try to be your individuality. When the world is on your shoulders, just smile and let it go. If people try to put you down, just walk on by, don't turn around. You only have to answer to yourself. Don't you know it's true what they say? In life it ain't easy, but your time's coming around. So don't stop trying, don't stop, never give up. Hold your head high and breathe.
Bring it all back to you.
Hey,
don't stop, never give up. Hold your head high and reach the top. Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you.
Hey,
don't stop, never give up.
Let the world see what you have got.
And there we go, bring us in on this Friday morning. That's S Club 7, and bring it all back. S Club 7, by the way, a British pop group from London. They were created by the former Spice Girls manager, a guy called Simon Fuller, consisting of quite a few men. We've got Bradley McIntosh, Hannah Sperrit, Joe O'Meara, John L. Peel, and Paul Clemente, Ray Stevens, and Tina Barrett. They all made up the group. Were formed in 1988. Quickly rose to fame by starring in their own BBC television series, Miami 7. Go indeed, Friday I'm in love. How appropriate is that? At just after 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, yes, it is Friday, and welcome to the Breakfast Show. We've got our guest, a special guest, later on this morning. We've got to remember we're going to be talking with Abner Benamin, and that was going to be on Wednesday. He's the writer and director of Plaza Catedral. And we've rescheduled that because, remember, we had no internet, did we, on Wednesday. But it's all back and everything is fine. So we will be chatting with him in the last hour of this morning's breakfast show. Love and Rockets and So Alive. And that's bringing us down. We're about 14 minutes right now. That's after the hour 6 o'clock. By the way, still, don't forget, we mentioned our guest in the last hour today, but don't forget we will slot in. We'll do a little bit earlier today, what, where and when with Yasmin. We'll probably do that in the 8 o'clock hour. And we will be checking in as well, don't forget, with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for today's Freaky Fun Facts Fridays. Yes, it is Friday, Fun Fact Friday. Always fun, aren't they, those sort of things. Anyway, right now it's time to get you all spruced up and ready to go off to, well, wherever it is you're going this morning, Friday, the 4th of February. In the shower with you this morning, must be the rhythm of the night. Well, there we go. That's it. Corona there and Rhythm of the Night. And that has brought us to this. Time to get you out the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. And so it is Friday, and we're going to be taking a little rummage around the internet, see what stories we can find for you this morning. Normally I try and give you some good news stories, don't I? And have a site normally sort of gives me those on a Thursday night. And I didn't get one yesterday, so I guess there isn't any good news. What we do have for you, though, don't forget our usual bits and pieces. 6:30, we're going to be taking a look at the local news headlines. We're going to look at it in more depth at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines. 7:30, some of the international business headlines. And in between, we're going to take a look at the weather, as especially as it's coming up for the weekend. But it's summer. It's going to be nice.
Jerry D.
And the first of those two came from Wet, Wet, Wet and Love Is All Around. Following on there, nice lively Phil Collins and Two Hearts. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 24 and a half minutes, sorry, Dale. That is after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I tell you what, I was just looking. Here is a good quote for you. This is a quote from Fran Lebowitz. And it's, think before you speak. Read before you think. And that is from Prince on this morning's breakfast show. And it is time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The breakfast show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí dije que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. And today you'll probably find an Encuentra 24 if you go looking over their exclusive offers, like buying a Toyota Tundra. This is on sale for $9,900, or financing a Nissan Qashqai for $16,500. If you publish it in Encuentra 24, of course, it'll sell. Now, let's take a look, shall we, for this morning, some of the things in the local news. We're going to be looking at these a little bit later on in more details, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And let's see what's in store for us. The epidemiology... I'm getting all croaky this morning for some reason. The epidemiological report of yesterday, Thursday, indicates in the last 24 hours, 13 deaths from COVID-19 was reported, so the accumulated number of deaths now has risen to 7,788. Now, regarding new infections, it was reported that they account for 5,210 in the last 24 hours. To detect the new cases, 21,520 tests were applied, giving a positivity of 24.2%. There are 56,199 active cases, of which 55,421 are in home isolation and 778 are hospitalized. Those in home isolation, they're divided into 55,216 at home and 205 in the hotels. Now, those hospitalized, we've got 690 people in the wards and 88 in the intensive care units. Since last weekend, the positivity of COVID-19 cases have been showing a downward trend in the fourth wave of the pandemic. For example, in the last epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health that reflected a positivity of at least 30% and was that of last Friday, January the 28th. After that date, for five consecutive days, Panama has registered a percentage of new cases below 30%. And for his part, the infectologist Javier Nieto highlighted 2 days ago that the peak of infections was exceeded and that, as in other countries, infections are plummeting. In the Official Gazette of this Wednesday, Cabinet Resolution No. 18 was published, which authorises the Ministry of Health to buy 54,000 treatments against COVID-19 through an exceptional procedure with the company Pfizer Free Zone Panama. A budget of $13.5 million was approved to purchase the drug Paxlovid, which is co-administered with the pharmaceutical product Ritonavir. The Electoral Court confirmed on the afternoon of this Thursday that Baloisa Martinez, third judge liquidating criminal cases, requested the lifting of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli, who is being prosecuted for alleged money laundering through the company New Business for the purchase of the company Editora Panama America EPASA. Panamanian politician and businessman Felipe Pipovizzi passed away on Thursday, and his relatives confirmed. Vizzi was the second vice president of Panama during the government of President Ernesto Perez Valladares. This was in 1994 to 1999. The political leader and businessman was born in 1943 and died sadly after a long illness. The mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, has the green light to continue with the most ambitious project of his administration so far, the new seafood market, the cost of which would be at around about $40 million. After the failed $120 million Panama Bay Beach recovery project, Fábrega is now betting on a new market in Caledonia. At the moment, he had not advanced with the work because, for its development, he requested 3 sections of land on the Cinta Costera, the coastal strip. However, this Tuesday, a resolution was published in the Official Gazette through which the Ministry of Economy and Finance assigned to the Municipality of Panama for its use and administration the terrain sectors requested on the coastal strip. As part of Operation Genesis, the National Police reported that in the morning hours of yesterday, some 192 people were apprehended nationwide. This was after different actions by the security forces. According to the report, 122 of the people arrested were for oficios, 46 for administrative offences, 13 for flagrancy, 10 for micro-trafficking and 1 for drug trafficking. And with respect to the traffic police, it was highlighted in the last 24 hours, 1,842 infractions were registered. 564 of those were for speeding and 99 for inadequate lights. And through the operation called Luz de Esperanza, which was carried out simultaneously by the authorities of Costa Rica and Panama, 9 minors who were allegedly victims of child sexual exploitation were rescued. The victims ranged between 4 and 12 years of age. In the action, 2 women in Panamanian territory and 1 man in Costa Rica were apprehended. The operation, by the way, was carried out at 12 simultaneous points in Panama and Costa Rica. Prosecutors stressed that among the evidence collected, there are 41 technological devices and computers that will be analysed. Well, for his part, Deputy Commissioner Almícar Torres from the National Border Service stressed that this operation demonstrates the importance of cross-border cooperation. So there we are. That's it. We're going to be looking at those in more detail a little bit later on this morning here on The Breakfast Show, 8 and 9 o'clock. The time, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we are 22 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. I'm going to be with you right through till 10, so, well, do stick around. There we go, New Radicals, and you get what you give. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 17 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And just a little bit of a correction. I mentioned earlier on we're going to be chatting with our guest, Abner, in the last hour this morning. But we're going to be doing it, in actual fact, around about 8.30 this morning. That's talking about Plaza Cathedral with the writer and director. So that's going to be around about 8.30 this morning. So it's all happening, is it? All exciting. Music-wise as well, it's all happening and it's all exciting. Here's Mariah Carey on The Breakfast Show with Emotions. There we go, that's Emotions, that's from Mariah Carey. This is from Jason Mars. It's called I'm Yours. And we're 13 before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Well, you done me and you bet I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. Shake it, baby. Come on now. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Ooh, ooh. Shake it, baby. Ha. Shake it, baby. Ha. One, two, three, baby. Ooh.
that's the Asylum remix of the Jacksons and ABC. I tell you what, I found an interesting little story here. Something might bring a smile to your face on this Friday morning. At first it seemed like a typical high-speed car chase in which a driver tries to outrace the police. But this time when the car finally came to a stop, Washington State troopers found a dog sitting in the driver's seat. He was driving very erratically. So erratically that multiple people called 911, Trooper Heather Axterman told CNN. She was referring not to the dog though, of course, but to the dog's owner, who was steering the car from the passenger seat. The man was promptly arrested, having forgotten to switch places with his pet, and concoct a plausible excuse for speeding, such as, I'm late for my brain transplant. Instead, he claimed he was simply teaching the dog to drive. And why not? Oh, dear, oh, dear. So, yeah, apparently that's a true story. Yep, and we don't give you any rubbish on this program. Do give you plenty of great music like this one from The Pulp, and this is Common People.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'm a woman, Coca-Cola, she said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. A winter flash above the shop. Cut your hair.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Just a reminder, don't forget they're going to be opening their doors in 30 minutes time at 7:30 this morning. So if you want to get your car along then, get them to check it out, that's the time to do it. The European Union, looking at some of the international news headlines, by the way, the European Union has prepared a robust and comprehensive package of sanctions to unleash on Russia if it continues its aggression towards Ukraine. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the Handelsblatt and Les Echos newspapers. Russia, which seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 and backed separatists in the east of the country, has amassed some 100,000 troops near the Ukrainian border and is demanding security guarantees, including a promise that NATO will never admit Kiev. And Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Beijing on Friday for the 2022 Winter Olympics and a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, bringing with him a deal to increase natural gas supplies to China amid rising tension with the West. Putin told Xi that Russia had prepared a new deal to supply China with an additional 10 billion cubic meters of natural gas. This is according to a broadcast of their talks aired in Moscow. And Russia and China on Friday called in a joint statement for NATO to halt its expansion, and while Moscow said it fully supported Beijing's stance on Taiwan and opposed Taiwanese independence in any form. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Moscow on the 7th of February and the leader of Ukraine on the 8th of February. This is to discuss the Ukraine situation as Western world leaders try and avoid a major conflict with Russia over Ukraine. Macron's office added that he would meet Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev a day after his meeting with Putin. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was fighting on Friday to shore up his authority after a senior aide resigned over his false claim that the leader of the opposition, Labour Party, failed to prosecute a notorious child sex abuser. A court in military-run Myanmar postponed two hearings this week in the trial of Aung San Suu Kyi, a source with knowledge of the proceedings said on Friday, after media reported the ousted leader had not been feeling well. Suu Kyi had been due in court on Thursday and Friday for hearings on corruption charges related to the leasing and purchase of a helicopter while in office. United States forces rehearsed the helicopter raid over and over, hoping to capture Islamic State leader on the third floor of a residential building in a Syrian town on the Turkish border, where he was holed up with his family. But before they could reach him, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashim al-Kirashi detonated a suicide bomb, triggering a large explosion that blew mangled bodies, including his own, out of the building and into the streets outside. Poland has paid the agreed compensation. This is in a dispute over the Turov mine that lies close to the border with the Czech Republic, and Prague has withdrawn its complaint at the Court of Justice in the European Union, the Polish Prime Minister said on Friday. And lastly, the Spanish government will lift the requirement for people to wear masks outdoors as an anti-coronavirus measure from next Thursday, Health Minister Carolina Darias said on Friday. The measure was reinstated in late December to curb the spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. And that's it. There's some of the things in the international news for you on this Friday morning. It is Friday. It is the 4th of February. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. And I'll be sitting here trying to entertain you as we go through till 10 o'clock this morning. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. Go, Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart. And 12 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's say a couple of very good mornings. Good morning to Paul over there in the UK. Just dropped me a little article to take a look at. Good morning to you, Paul. And also to Mary Lou. And she says here, let me see. She says, I'll tell you what, let me get out my phone. It's easier to read when I have it right in front of me than looking at the screen over there. Right. Yeah, Mary Lou, she dropped us a little line this morning. She dropped us a little line. Says, this was after I read out that little piece about the dog driving the car. And Mary Lou says, nice dog. My sister passed the red light when she noticed there was the police when she pulled up and told the police, hurry up, I'm about to poop. The police told her to go. I love that story. That's absolutely brilliant. I can't stop now, officer. I've got to go to the bathroom. Okay, then off you go. Good excuse. Make a note of that one, boys and girls. Write it down. Mary Lou wishes everybody a great day. He says, would you please play You're the Devil in Disguise from Elvis Presley.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got
you are the devil in disguise. Mm. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Like an angel,
but I got lost. You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are the devil in disguise.
Mm-hmm. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see.
There we go, there's a great one. Devil in Disguise, and that's going out for Mary Lou this morning. Just after 15 minutes after 7. We're going to take a look at today's weather for you. Needless to say, looking out the studio window, the sun is shining, as one would expect. Let's start over there, though, in Costa Arriba, in the province of Colón. Things are always a bit different over there. 33 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature over there today, with a minimum of 22. It's going to feel very hot, though, at 39 degrees Celsius. As I tell you, when we get to 39, that's the last of mild discomfort before we get to, big discomfort. Relative humidity, 77%. And as I say, it's always different over there. They get a lot more rain than we do on this side of the isthmus. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning there in Costa Arriba. Also in this afternoon as well, and tonight. So chance for a few showers right through today. So if you are in that area or going in that area, make sure you've got your paraguas with you. Let's take a look at West Panama, moving over in this direction. 32 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 22 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity at 67%, which isn't too bad at all. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon and tonight. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area in Panama Metro, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, 22 degrees Celsius, the minimum, with 67% relative humidity, so really quite comfortable. Partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. Out in the Gulf of Panama, let's see if we've got anything a little bit different over there. I know the relative humidity is always a little bit higher. But anyway, this temperature-wise, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, 24 the minimum. 36, thermal sensation, comfortable. The relative humidity just a little bit higher than it is here for us on the mainland at 72%. We're looking at, for this morning, partially cloudy. This afternoon, partially cloudy. And yes, you've got it, three in a row. Partially cloudy tonight as well. Moving on to the maritime conditions for this Friday, starting on the Pacific. We've got two high tides and one low tide today. High tide, that was at 6.06 a.m. That was just under the 5-metre mark at 4.94 metres. Low tide, that'll be just after midday at 12.09, and that will be minus 0.46 of a metre. The last high tide, that'll be at 6.33 tonight, and that'll be 5.06 metres. Looking at the Caribbean, we've got the full set today, two up, two down. We've got high tide, that was at 4.29 this morning, that was 0.15 of a metre. Low tide will be at 9.19.06 of a metre. High tide again, 3.17 in the afternoon, 0.24 of a metre. The last low tide, that's going to be at 10.21 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. So there are, that's the tides for today. Actual maritime conditions, let's start by taking a look at the Caribbean coast. We don't have the advisory. It's good conditions, they reckon, for this morning. Winds are quite brisk at 26 to 30 kilometres an hour coming in from the northeast, with waves at 4 feet. So if you are boarding today, board with caution, all right? This afternoon, let's see what we have in store for you. We've got the winds, not much change in the winds, only a slight change in the direction. We're looking at 24 to 30 kilometres an hour, north-northeast in the afternoon. Waves, so they're going to remain at 4 feet. So no